there. This might have been one of the weekends when Jay said that he would be home, but he's at school. I'm sorry about that. Me? Oh. Well, come here and give me a hug. It is great to see you. Come inside and tell me what's up. You just wanted to check in on me? You are the sweetest. I'm doing well. I miss Jay, of course, and it's quiet here without him. Too quiet. But things are good. I've been keeping myself busy. How have you been? So sorry to hear that. I really hope that you and your parents patch things up soon. You always seem so close to them. Okay, did you come here because you wanted to check on me or because you need someone to talk to? It doesn't matter to me. I just want to let you know that I'm here and I'm a good listener. I see. I have to say that I am touched that you thought of coming to me when you had an issue come up. You could have gone to your friends, but you came to your best friend's mom. You know, I always wanted Jay and you, well, his friends, to know that you can always come to me about anything. There will be no judgment, and I'm here to help or just listen. I'll always be here for you. I think you accidentally touched my thigh. It's okay, don't worry. I'll move away and give you some more room. So what happened with your parents? Oh shit! I cannot imagine kicking Jay out of the house. I remember him mentioning that you have a good job, though, so you should be able to... Oh. So this just happened an hour ago. I see. A favor? What do you need? Unfortunately, no. You can't stay here. How about I give you some money for a hotel until you can find a place to rent? I understand not wanting to be alone. Especially if you've never lived alone. Oh, what if you called up Jay and you went to see him this weekend? Your car broke down. I thought you drove here. I guess I just assumed. Tell you what, I'll drive you to see him, and then I can pick you up on Sunday. The drive is just a couple of hours. It's no problem. I told you, I'm here for you. Why can't you go see him? You know Jay. He's a softie. With me as his mother, you really think he has any trouble with emotions? You can cry in front of him. I'm sure he'll even hug you while you do it. Oh, sure, I can hug you. I will hug you for as long as you need, and it's perfectly fine to cry. I know what I said. I felt your hands go under my shirt, and it felt like you were trying to take off my bra. So I moved away. How did you really get here? There are no buses that go from your parents' house to here. You walked? Your memory cannot be that bad. Did you drive? Be honest. Then why did you tell me that your car is broken down? So you could stay here. But why here? I mean, you're always welcome, but that's when Jay is staying here as well. Because it doesn't seem appropriate for you to be staying with me, alone, especially when your family lives in town. No, what I said to you was not bullshit. I meant every word of it. What? No, that's not true. I have always treated you like a son. You have been so good to Jay, and I've known you forever. So how could I not? I think that whatever is going on with your parents is really clouding your judgment today. Look, I am happy to talk to you and listen to you. I'll give you money if you need. I'll think of ways to help you, but I cannot let you stay here. And I would appreciate it if you did not touch me again. Did you not listen to what I said? I am here to help. I'm not rejecting you like your parents. I'm only going to say this once, and I feel very uncomfortable saying it. But if this is the case, then I need you to know that I know what you are up to. I think you're playing games with me. You're trying to make me feel guilty so that I will let you stay here or so that I will be intimate with you. I get that you are not feeling very loved or wanted right now, but I can assure you that your parents love you very much. I love you too, but as my son's best friend. And I have my boundaries. No, I said don't touch me! Get your hands off of my face. I don't want to be kissed. You're not going to. What are you even doing? Why are you holding my face in place with your hands? Stop it! You're creeping me out! Why are you talking like that and saying that? Let go of me. I can't move my head at all. I don't want to be looking into your eyes. Get off! Oh, finally! Thank you! Wait, why are you here? Hi, by the way. Did I already say that? Okay, this is the weirdest thing. I don't even remember you coming over. Is Jay here too? Oh, just you? Well, I'm really glad to see you. It's been a while. Here, give me a hug. So, how are you doing? Oh. No. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is there anything that I can do to help? Sure, yes! Please, be my guest. You can stay here for a couple weeks. I don't know about sleeping in my bed. What the fuck? Your cock! I have never seen one that big. You know what? On second thought, how about while you stay here, you sleep in my bed? I'm thinking that you need sex to get your mind off of what's going on with your parents. So anytime you need stress relief or you need to take your mind off of things, my pussy, mouth, or ass are all yours, okay? I'm here for you. And, well, I need your fucking cock to destroy me. Another hug. You give great hugs. Are you taking off my bra? Good. I am very happy to give you some stress relief right now. Okay, arms up! Ooh, look at that! No more shirt. Well, if you ever wondered what your best friend's mom looks like topless, here you go. I love my tits. I think they might be one of my favorite features. And they are totally natural, I swear. Touch them. You'll love them. Oh, shit, don't tell Jay that I told you to do that. They feel good, right? Oh! I didn't expect you to play with my nipples, but fuck, I love that. That feels so fucking good. I have really sensitive nipples. And you want to know a secret? When they get played with, my pussy gets so wet. Do you want to see for yourself? Oops, I'm all naked. Hey, you're not touching my pussy. Well, if you won't, I will. Watch me. True. I didn't give you a chance to touch it yet. All right, I am gonna lay down on the couch. Spread my legs wide open. And you are gonna sit next to me and enjoy the show. Can you believe how wet I am? My cunt is so loud. She's telling you how much she likes you. You did this to her. You look a little bit bewildered. You said what you needed and wanted, and I'm just delivering. You didn't think it would work? I told you, I'm here for you. I am here to make you feel better. Whatever it takes. You can stroke your cock while you watch me, if you want. You stroke that huge dick of yours while I watch and play with my slit. Fuck, it is so big. I cannot wait to feel it inside of me. Will it hurt? Yeah, it hurt the other girls. Well, it's a good thing that I am a woman. I bet I can take it. I have more experience. And fuck, I want it way more than they did. Tear this pussy apart. Ram it into me and fuck my brains out. No, you cannot come in me. I'm not on any birth control. But you can shoot your cum all over me. I'll spread it all over my tits and get off while rubbing it on my sensitive nipples. I love playing with cum, and I bet you produce so much of it. I know it must taste so good, too. Ooh, I want to swallow it. No! No breeding me, mister! Hey there. While I've got you on top of me like this, be a dear and jam your giant cock into my soaking wet tight pussy. Yes! Jesus fucking Christ. Oh God, it feels like you're gonna puncture my guts. Who knew that pain could be so pleasurable? I fucking told you that I could take this fat long cock. My tits are bouncing all over the place. God, yes, yes, yes. Now, I don't want you to ever pull out of me. I need you to come in me. I want every ounce of your cum, your perfect DNA. I need it all. Thrust harder! I want you to beat my cervix like you're banging on the door to my womb. Fucking breed me! You fucking heard me. I want you to pump it all into me. Give me the biggest load you can. Fill me up with your jizz. I need it to flood my womb. Make it so that there's no chance I don't get pregnant. With a cock like yours, I need you to knock me up and never leave my side. You will be a daddy, and I will be your free use fuck toy forever. Fucking move in with me. Be mine. I will be your servant for life. You can knock me up whenever you want. I will exist just to serve your cock and your every whim. Breed me. Breed me, breed me, breed me. I want you to own me. And I will own your cock and your cum. As much as you will give me or make me take. Pump all that cum into me. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Whoa. My pussy is overflowing. Well, your pussy now. I love playing with your cum inside of it. Oh, that tastes so good. Ooh, it works good as nipple lube too. Ooh, I love your cum. I love playing with it. Ooh, let's switch places. I ate a lot of the cum and played with it, but there might still be some left. I want you to taste us. Taste how perfect we are together. Let me get on your face. Okay, eat me. Yes. Ooh, I need more of your cock. Fuck, it's huge. I can't get it all in my throat and mouth. I'm going to use both of my hands on the bottom of your shaft and twist them up and down. It tastes like us. You're hard again. I need you to calm down my throat. You filled up my womb. Now you get to fill up my belly. Oh. As I could, but I needed to breathe. And then you coated my whole fucking face. Here, let me get up. Look at this masterpiece that you painted. Have you ever seen such a huge facial? I love it. No, don't get up. I don't need a towel. I never want to wash my face. Well, I'll wash it at the end of the day or in the morning. I'm guessing I'll have a lot more loads of cum in me and on me by then. So, are you ready to move in and be a daddy?